We have a special community spotlight for you right now on Monarch Leads Today and 88.1 MyFM. It is hot, and it is going to be hot for the next few days. So we wanted to talk about what that means for your health. This heat warning and this heat wave continues. So joining us from the health unit, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health.
Always a pleasure.
Dr. Lee, let's start with you. Why is extreme hot weather an issue for public health?
Well, so the hot temperatures can affect your health. It's really important to avoid the heat as much as possible. And two groups, I think, are at greatest risk, maybe three groups. One is people at what we call the extremes of age. So younger people, older people, especially infants. The other group is people with chronic health conditions. So that's people, especially with lung and heart problems, especially heart problems. And the third group is people who are outdoors as part of, for example, their work, or people who are vulnerably housed or don't necessarily have a place to go indoors if the weather is hot. And the health problems that are caused by heat, really dehydration, heat exhaustion, even heat stroke, it can be severe, it can be fatal. And so that's why it's really important to get out of the heat. Even short periods of exposure can be really serious for those groups with really high vulnerability, though everyone is at risk. I went through those categories. If you're not in one of those categories, you may be thinking, well, maybe I don't need to be worried. But actually, this heat can be serious for health for everyone.
Dr. Lee, we know it gets hot, and there isn't necessarily an official heat warning issued. So maybe you can tell us, when does Environment Canada issue that official heat warning?
Yeah, so there is a set of specific criteria. So daytime temperatures of 31 degrees Celsius or higher, and nighttime temperatures not cooler than 20 degrees Celsius for at least 2 days. So that's one potential trigger for a heat warning. The next is a humidex of 40 degrees Celsius or higher for at least 2 days. So we're in a situation where actually we would fulfill both of those criteria potentially over the coming week. And certainly that's the reason that we have that heat warning. And it's really important to watch local forecasts because warnings can be different in different parts of our LGL region. And that's because the weather can be affected by local factors. For example, larger urban centers tend to be a little bit hotter depending on how close you are to the water, et cetera. And then as well, it may be that you live in the LGL region and you're quite close to the city of Ottawa. So keeping an eye on the forecasts, closest to you are probably the most useful.
All right. So when should someone seek medical attention? Like, what symptoms are important to watch for?
Yeah. So the symptoms of severe health issues as a result of heat include nausea and dizziness and blurred vision, as well as difficulty breathing or breathing really quickly. People can get a severe headache or confusion, and as well fever, or what's interpreted as fever, but really is just a rise in body temperature, not because of an infection, but because it's hotter outside than your body temperature, and that raises your body temperature. Those are really important flags to seek medical attention immediately. Other flags, for example, people who may have stopped sweating. And for the really young and really old, sometimes it may be difficult to notice these symptoms. And so keeping an eye on especially infants who may not be able to communicate, that they're nauseous or whatever, but infants that are fitful, not settling, really drowsy, not waking, all of these things can be important signs.
Now, you've already told us who's at risk of being affected, and a great point that you made during that was that even if you don't fall into one of those categories, that you should be taking steps to make sure that you're safe because the heat can certainly affect you. So why don't you give us some tips for staying cool during the heat expected this week?
Yeah, so speaking of groups at greatest risk, so we can talk about the sort of general risks and then as well some tips for those at higher risk. So speaking to your doctor or pharmacist regarding the side effects of your medications, that's one that sometimes people don't know. There are some medications that actually disrupt heat regulation in your body. And so knowing if you're taking one of those medications can help you see if you're at greater risk or just to understand the signs. One of the most critical tips is to drink lots of water throughout the day, even if you're not feeling thirsty, because remember that if you're feeling thirsty, your body is already dehydrated. That water will help you sweat, and sweat oftentimes helps with temperature regulation. Remember to take sips often. So, have lots of water and have it around you and take it, drink it throughout the day rather than all at once, because that does actually help with keeping hydrated as well. Eating foods that have high water content for the same reason. Limiting caffeinated drinks such as coffee and pop and other of these drinks for similar reasons, right? To prevent dehydration and as well not skipping meals. In terms of people who are at higher risk, especially for parents, keeping an eye on kids, I mentioned that, but also keeping an eye on the older adults in your life, who might be family members, who might be neighbors, other loved ones, just checking in frequently. And as well, thinking of the furry family members in your life as well, so pets, especially things like parked cars, right? So absolutely avoiding leaving individuals or pets in parked cars or outside in direct sunlight. The other thing to consider for high-risk individuals is if you work outdoors or you're an employer whose staff work outdoors, consider bringing people inside so that they're not outdoors, or frequent breaks. Consider getting shade in whatever way that you're able to. And speaking of shade, wearing loose-fitting clothing and a wide-brimmed hat. And as always, we talk about sunscreen in other circumstances. So it's not just about heat, the sunscreen, but certainly when it's hot, you know that the sun is often out and shining directly on you. So sunscreen is really important. And I think the last but certainly not least is going to an air-conditioned space if at all possible. So if your home is air-conditioned, but if not, then seeing if there's some other air-conditioned space that you can go to when the heat is bad, especially oftentimes in the evenings or overnight, that can be helpful.
All right, now let's talk about when people don't have air conditioning. Can you tell us quickly, are there cooling centers and can they go to local beaches? What can they do?
Yeah, so there are a few cooling centers being set up in the LGL region as we understand it. Now, this isn't something that the health unit sets up, but we do keep an index. So we will be posting that on our health unit website, so healthunit.org. We'll keep track of what community organizations may be providing cooling centers. In your house, just keeping an eye on not, for example, using your stove or lights that may give off heat or anything else. Keeping your house as cool as you can, so using shades or drapes or blinds, fans, taking a cool bath or shower, visiting a local splash pad. Beaches are not yet starting bacterial testing, but certainly, if that's an option for you, if that's something that you prefer, just knowing that the bacterial testing hasn't happened yet. In terms of information, and I just want to reemphasize that we do have more information on our website as well. So we have a section on hot and cold temperatures and what to do. And again, that website is healthunit.org, or you can call us at our 1-800 number to get more information as well.
All right. Well, it's certainly a lot of great information there. And we know we talk about this every year, but we really have to, right, Dr. Lee?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, for one, it's a reminder and a reminder of little tips and tricks that can help people. And the other is keeping in mind that heat, it's uncomfortable, but it's also potentially a risk for health. And that's the thing that I think is the emphasis here.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Lee, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Yeah, absolute pleasure as always.
Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for our local health unit, the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit, that is. Remember, healthunit.org, great place to go and check for those cooling centers and also all sorts of great information on how you can beat the heat and how you can stay healthy during this heat wave. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks for listening.